This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank is with us. Frank Pacheco in Canada. We're talking about, if you're building a new house, what do you think about with in terms of insulation, in terms of HRVs and ERVs? And these are heat recovery ventilation systems and energy recovery systems, ventilation systems. So, Frank, please continue.
Well, see, the concept is that in the wintertime, a bit of humidity or a proper humid house, you could literally turn down the control on it 2 degrees because it's one of those things, science, physics, that if your house is dry, then the evaporation will come out of your body, and it will make you feel cold. So by having a proper humid house, that means that you can literally turn that thermostat down 1 or 2 or 3 or maybe even 4 degrees and still feel very comfortable. Now, where does the ERV, HRV comes along? The HRV, which is a simple system, all it does is, as I said before, transfer heat as it's going out and cold air coming in. It doesn't do anything with humidity. So in the middle of winter time, if you put your HRV on, literally all the humidity that's in your house will be going right through that HRV. The ERV, a little bit more expensive because there's a little bit more technology, allows the humidity in the house to be recaptured on the cold air coming in. So therefore, you never really lose that humidity. So therefore, it is worth if you're thinking of getting, and some homes up here in Canada, as long as you have a wood fireplace, by code, you need to have an HRV or ERV. Spend a little bit more and get the ERV. So it's just one of those things that makes a lot of money sense to have.
Okay, so Frank, when we built our house, I considered putting in one of those heat recovery systems because mm-hmm. it was about 18 years ago. So I don't think there was really an option for a more sophisticated one. The idea, as I understand it, was, so for example, in a bathroom, if you have heat in the bathroom, you're taking a shower, you'd like to get rid of some of that moisture that's in the air, the excess moisture as it would condense on the walls, the cool walls in the bathroom, et cetera, get that out, but not lose the heat. That was the plan. And I couldn't wrap my mind around this because if you look at the holistic approach, and you mentioned insulation, I chose closed cell foam, spray foam, for our house. So as the exterior sheathing was on the house, the studs were up, the joists were in, the rafters were in, and then we sprayed closed cell foam between the studs and everywhere and made an envelope of insulation. This is a spray that adheres to the studs, adheres to the OSB or the exterior sheathing, and it just tightens up the whole house. So there's no leaks except for where the windows are.
Yeah.
Now the problem is it's really tight. So my thought was if I put in one of these heat recovery systems and I have a really tight house, I'm going to asphyxiate because of, there's not much air exchange because the house is really tight. The windows are tight. And so I decided not to do it in my case. Your thoughts about that?
Well, I'm sorry that I wasn't your friend then, that we could have sat down and talked about that. Here is the situation, Vince. And more important now, with very tight homes, you still have a range hood that ranges and forces air outside. You still have your bathroom fans that forces air. So after a while, you got what we call the negative pressured home. What will happen? As soon as you get a negative pressured home, certain things start to happen with combustion products. A good example is a propane hot water tank. Some of those fumes will no longer be going outside because the pressure is negative. And some furnaces, so on and so forth, work. I mean, I don't know what you do, but one of the greatest, because I'm a WEP certified, basically means I do wood furnaces and I can inspect them. People call me up and says there's smoke coming in because there's not enough pressure in the house to let it go up the chimney. It's negative pressure, so it's actually sucking the combustion back into the home. So an HRV, okay, basically just keeps that house balanced without losing heat. You can get the same effect by opening some of the windows in your house, but an HRV will do that automatically for you. Will keep your house always at that zero, not negative, no positive pressure. The ERV, the beauty of it is it will keep that humidity in the house so that you don't feel dry during one of those cold winters. So I believe in them, honestly. Let's put it this way. The building code up here, and I'm not saying that the building code all they recommend is right, as you probably know, but it's been tested and it's been shown that it does help keep the house at what we call neutral pressure. So
I absolutely agree with everything you said. And in our particular, and I mentioned holistic approach for us, and what we did was a little bit different. The wood heating system that we have is actually outside, so there is no flame inside. It's a naturally induced draft. There is no blower motor to keep the fire running. So it has a chimney and a damper that opens up to let air in, and it's thermostatically controlled. So the smoke is outside, the fire is outside, and it heats a water jacket. The wood heats a water jacket in this outdoor wood furnace, and then the hot water that circulates around the water jacket, somewhere between 156 degrees and, let's say, 175 degrees, is circulated underground through insulated pipes into a heat exchanger, into a normal plenum blower motor type heat system. So it just has a radiator, a heat exchanger in the house, in addition to the propane backup heating system, in addition to the heat pump. So we're not going to have smoke in our house. But if we had a fireplace, which we do not have, you're absolutely correct. The next thing is we have two propane furnaces, and they're in the middle, just as you said, for balanced airflow of the heated or cooled air. But the air intake for each of the propane furnaces is a 3-inch pipe, and it pulls air from outside the house into the burner for the propane furnace, and then there is an exhaust pipe that is 3 inches that goes outside. So we use outside air for combustion, and then we exhaust the air outside as well. And what we did not do, which many houses do, is they have this upside down U on top of the roof so that water won't, when it rains, won't go into the heating system, air intake, or exhaust. We ran ours through the wall on the outside wall, separated by about 10 feet. So two intakes, two exhausts, and it works great. But we hardly ever, I don't think we've used propane for heating in 15 years. So that's, and we don't have a propane hot water heater. We actually heat with outside wood through a heat exchanger. So in our case, I wasn't concerned about the negative pressure or the vacuum, and you're absolutely right. A lot of people will have smoke enter their house from their wood stove or from their fireplace. Absolutely correct. And about the doors, I was concerned about, you know, the house is so darn tight, I was really concerned about asphyxiation. So, we go in and out the doors all the time. So I thought that in our case, it would be a negligible effect to have this recovery system. Back to you.
I'm laughing because what you're saying is so true. The problem is you did it, or you made sure that you had a two-pipe system. Unfortunately, and not myself, but our industry sometimes gets complacent. And you'll say to the customer, oh, one pipe is good enough. You don't need the other pipe to bring fresh air in. Well, the thing is, yeah, well, I don't even know if the customer is saving the money or is he making more money by the fact that when he quoted that job, he didn't quote a two-pipe system. My homes all have a two-pipe system for that reason that you talked about. But, like, in my mind, when I go and do maintenance on the furnace and it says, oh, you only have one pipe. Oh, yeah, the gentleman told me I didn't need the other one. And then I'm saying, did you think this logically? You've just spent a certain amount of money heating this space up so that when the furnace comes on, it takes all that beautiful hot air and puts it outside. And then he says, oh, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, you should have had the fresh air coming in the house so you don't waste the air that you would make inside the house. Oh, how much is it going to, of course, the next question is how much it's going to cost to do that. And I mean, I drive cars, so I'm in business. But, you know, it's the unfortunate thing, Vince, not everybody goes the route that you are, and I can see that everything that you've done is like to a T, and that's great, and that's the way I like to do my installations too. But there are people out there, Vince, that that's not the case. So the customer has to really be aware, and I am so glad that in this class, all the students that are listening can make sure that things are done. Yes, there is a two-pipe system where you can bring fresh air into the house. No, don't listen to your contract and say, oh, you don't need it, it's fine. Yeah, you know, one will do. No. I'm getting excited because I hate it when the job is not done properly.
Well, Frank, there's another couple components to that, too. And one of them is it's the least expensive time to do it is during construction.
Exactly.
Absolutely the least. It's cumbersome, it's complicated, there are things in the way. For example, it's way easier to paint the walls and install the molding of a house while you're building it before you move in all the furniture and get everything in the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to paint a house or a room inside the house once you have all the furniture in, especially in our house, which is like cluttered with all kinds of stuff. I mean, we've got four generations of, you know, things that, you know, antiques and things that they're in the way everywhere we go. But and I kind of like it this way. But, Frank, here's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, we had a basement, and it was a not completely finished basement, but there was the utility half of this basement and the copper heating pipes. It was a copper hot water hydronic system.
Mm-hmm.
The pipes were uninsulated by the builder. Well, I saw that, and I was growing up. I thought, why don't we put some foam insulation around these pipes? And that was kind of a new thing back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what happened when we come back and to put an exclamation point on what you're saying. We'll be right back.
Okay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better.
American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, to put some exclamation points on what Frank is saying. And by the way, class, I love broadcasting with Frank. He is an outstanding teacher, absolutely outstanding. And we agree on, I think, everything. But
yes, we do.
So here's, when I was growing up, our family had an oil burner, lived on the East Coast, and it had a hot water heating system with a thinned copper-piped registers. And these were in the wall, and the cold air would enter the bottom. They'd go through the copper pipe, which was heated hot water from the oil burner, and had aluminum fins on the copper, and it worked great. But in the basement, which was a not finished, but it could be finished type basement, the copper pipes were exposed. And it was a ranch house, and the copper pipes went around the perimeter of this ranch house. So there's a lot of copper pipes, and the basement was nice and warm. Well, I decided to, we didn't use the basement except, you know, for laundry. So what I decided to do was buy some foam insulation and slide it over these 3/4-inch copper pipes. And you know, that basement really cooled off. I mean,
yeah.
Really, like 15 degrees probably, lower in temperature. So what was happening, literally, is we were heating the basement that we didn't use very often, if it, you know, other than, you know, doing clothes. So we were wasting an enormous amount of energy. Now, what happens is the builders say, you know, we'll save the money. The owner isn't going to know about insulation, so we just won't insulate the pipes.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. The next thing is, Bert sent me a picture of a bathroom repair. He had a plumber come in and replace some copper plumbing for a shower, and he showed me a picture in the wall. And I said, so, Bert, who's the plumber? He's a friend of mine. He's a good friend of mine. Real good friend? Real good friend. It's kind of like when you have somebody do your taxes. Oh, the guy knows everything, right? So I said, Bert, where's the insulation on the hot water pipes in the wall? And he wanted to know, okay, he should have put them in. Yes, of course he should have put them in. So in our house, we have all of the hot water pipes for domestic hot water showers, mm-hmm. and bathing, sinks and all that, insulated from the hot water heater all the way to the end device, to the sink, the shower, even in the walls. Why? Because who wants to heat these pipes up every time you want to, you know, use the faucet or the shower? So that's what we did. Now, next thing to put another exclamation on this is, y'all have seen fireplaces. You've all been in a house that has a fireplace, and fire is going nice and it's cozy right in front of the fire, and people sit in front of the fire and nice and warm. But if you go into the far end of the house, it's freezing cold.
Exactly.
Now, why is that? It's exactly what Frank said. So the air for the fire comes from every nook, cranny, leak in the house, through under the windows, under the doors, around the doors, through the receptacle boxes, through the walls, through the insulation. It has to, because the fire is pulling the air for combustion, and the chimney, the hot air, is pulling fresh air into the house. That's how it works. So the net result of a fireplace is about a 10% heat loss. You actually lose heat if you have a fireplace.
You got that right. And to add to that thing, because as I said, I'm a WET certified guy here in Canada, people will go and buy a fan and say, I'm going to push this heat across that room. So I have seen the weirdest combinations of people trying to deal with the heat from a wood fireplace. That's fine. The only problem with that, Vince, is if you start cooling the product of combustion on the chimney, on the flue pipe, what will happen is before it has enough venting power to go up the chimney, you're going to start creating creosote. Guess what happens one day with all that creosote buildup? First of all, when I'm cleaning a chimney, you could see it's just like tar. And very hard to clean. Sometimes I have to change all the piping because it's just too much creosote buildup. But then you got your chimney fire. So I'm not saying that it's not the right thing to do something to get that hot air around your fireplace. But do not do it by the flue pipe. Do it down below. Okay, hot air will rise. Do it in as close to the floor as possible, so that you can get that hot, the heat that thing is generated, and still be on the safe side. How do you like that for a nice little thing for our students today?
Yeah, absolutely correct. And class, if you have never seen a chimney fire, when you see a chimney fire, the second thing that happens. Maybe it's the first thing. You're going to wet your pants. It is terrifying. It's a jet engine inside.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News Update. An arrest has been made in the shooting death of Los Angeles Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer, a person of interest identified yesterday and then taken into custody by the Sheriff's Department's Special Enforcement Bureau tactical team. Officials say that five U.S. citizens detained by Iran were freed today after a deal brokered between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Biden administration that includes the transfer of $6 billion in once-frozen Iranian assets from South Korea to Qatar. The military looking for a missing fighter jet. This after a Marine Corps pilot ejected from an F-35B following a mishap yesterday, making it to the ground safely in North Charleston, South Carolina. The plane, however, remains unaccounted for. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank was in Canada, and you mentioned the word creosote. Creosote is that black, tarry, shiny substance that you find in the inside walls of chimney as a result of moisture and smoke. And it is highly combustible, flammable. Mm-hmm. And, Frank, I wasn't kidding. A chimney fire is absolutely terrifying. Class, it is, you've all seen blowtorches, right? Well, a chimney fire is like a blowtorch inside your chimney.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And it can be you know, 10, 15 feet long. And it roars. It gets, it sounds like a jet engine. And it is. And if you look at, if you had a chance to see the outside flames shooting out of the top of the chimney, you would see how serious this is. It will stain. It gets so hot, it will destroy a flue pipe. It will crack a masonry chimney.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure it doesn't happen. Frank, what do you do when you clean a chimney? Can you tell us how you do that? And also, if there is a chimney fire, what do you do to try to put it out? Those are two real important things.
I don't put out chimneys. I'm usually called after the fact.
I realize that. And Cass, if you want to know what we're talking about, during these, we have a cold snap. You'll see it right after we have a cold snap. You drive around and you go, wow, there used to be a house there. No, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's what
we're talking about. I don't go and talk, but I do call after the fact. So my job is to make sure that the integrity of that flue pipe and that chimney is still there. And there are a number of ways that one does that, by using flashlights and so on and so forth. To answer your question, what does it entail in cleaning a chimney flue pipe? Well, a couple of things that a lot of people that do it yourselves are doing wrong. There's these EP energy efficient wood stoves that have what they call a secondary burning. The first burning happens, EPA certified stove. First burning happens, then the product of combustion goes through a different plate on top and reburns the whatever is the product of combustion to it the second time. So that our class can understand very easily, in the old style fireplaces, you'd put a log. In the new style fireplaces, that log is now almost like worth two logs, so it burns that much more efficient. The problem that I'm finding when the do-it-yourselfers want to clean the chimneys is they will still go like the old-fashioned way, go up on their roof and with their little pole and their brush, and they'll push that down. What they're forgetting, and I've come very close to someone actually dying, what they're forgetting is that there is a plate between that flue pipe and the actual body of the inside of a fireplace. So all that creosote, all the dirt from the chimney is actually falling on top of that first plate and really blocking it in. I went to a house here. They were complaining. Thank God that one of the first signs is the smoke will come into the house. I swear that there was like 1 inch of opening for the flue pipe. So if you have a high efficiency, an EPA approved stove, make sure that you dig that flue pipe. Make sure that you go inside that top part and make sure that that gets cleaned out. So that's
what you're talking about when you said 1 inch. What you're talking about is it was blocked by
a 6-inch hole where the vent is supposed to come. There was so much dirt around it that there was just about 1 inch opening for the products of combustion to go up into it.
Mm-hmm. So it's a great way to have smoke enter the house or a fire.
And thank God that what is their first indication. But you know, the worst scenario, that hole could have been blocked. They could have been sleeping on the first, second floor, whatever it is, and carbon monoxide would come to the house. Carbon monoxide, as we know it, is a silent killer. So,
Frank, just as an aside, I've lived in houses that were used houses, meaning they were built before we bought them, and a lot of them had old trees around them. So some of the houses were, you know, 40, 50, 80 years old. They had old trees near the houses. So squirrels and other small animals, four-legged types, could climb up the trees and then set up housekeeping in the chimney. I'm talking about a masonry chimney without a guard on the top of the chimney, you know, without one of those little hats with the screen around it. set up housekeeping in the chimney. I mean, it's pretty good for them, and because many people didn't have fires in their fireplaces. But when they did, the smoke would back up into the house. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
I'm laughing because you seem to be reading my mind. Just a few weeks ago, our golf called to go and clean this furnace because it was a cottage property. They came up at the beginning of the summertime. They came in, they heard these squeaking sounds through the winter. A raccoon family found their way down the chimney and started boarding for and, I mean, it was just like, okay. So they were able to come down nicely, but they couldn't get back up again. Eh? So we had
right.
to deal with that.
Right.
But so, yeah, that happens quite a bit. And then other animals making nests. Now, what happened there? Okay, so if you're going to have some sort, and if you're living out in the country, make sure that you have some sort of a screen on top of your chimney so that creatures like that don't come in. But be careful. Make sure they're at least about an inch, because I've seen some screens that, like the chicken wire mesh thing, they're going to plug up so fast and cause a fire. So a proper chimney cap with a proper screen that's enough to let a couple of ashes of product come out. And there you go. No animals go in. Smoke comes out. And you'll be a happy camper. So to answer your question, I have seen.
Yeah. Do you recommend stainless steel chimney caps with the wire mesh that's vertical around the perimeter of the flue pipe with a cap over it? And the reason I'm saying stainless steel is because the combustion products are corrosive.
Mm-hmm,
and
they are.
If it's not stainless steel, it could rust. What are your thoughts about that?
No, I do recommend. The only thing, and I don't know why, make sure that screen is not like the quarter of an inch. Make sure it's a good half inch plus around it. And make sure that whoever cleans your chimney, even if it's you, that you do go up there. Like right now, one of the greatest things in people cleaning chimneys is they like to do it from the bottom. They don't want to go up in the roof. I don't know why. It's so exciting. It's so liberating and cleaning a chimney. But they don't want to do a little bit of laziness. So they pull a pipe up through the chimney. And, of course, the cap on top never really gets cleaned properly. So,
hey, Frank, here's one other thing. I'll bet you this isn't discussed in many radio broadcasts, but the height of the chimney. I have seen houses that have multiple height roofs. So, you know, there's one roof connected to another roof connected to another, and they're different heights. And the chimney is not always higher than the highest of, let's say there's two roofs or three roofs in a ranch house or even a traditional two-story. The chimney sometimes isn't higher than the highest roof. And what happens is when the air blows, just the wind blows, would you describe the problems with the chimney not being high enough? It needs to be like 3 feet higher than the roof, right?
Okay, here is by code in Canada, and I'm sure in the United States is the same thing. A proper height of the chimney, and you're probably right. I don't think there's no other radio program or class that will talk about this. But class, this is the by code. This is how high a chimney should be. The first thing, it needs to be 3 feet above your roof base. The reason for that is because they've done tests. And they've seen that if an ash comes out of that chimney, within 3 feet, that ash will cool down and not cause a fire on your roof, especially if it's just shingle roof, not the stainless steel roof. The other code, and I always have great problems when I'm doing a wet certificate up here in Canada, it needs to be 2 feet above a 10-foot radius around that chimney. So you literally go to 10 feet away to that highest peak that you have there, and from there it needs to be another 2 feet, and that is for your venting situation.
So what you're talking about is the wind. As the wind blows across the roof, the wind can hit the roof and then sail upward. And then there is a negative pressure on the other side of the roof. So literally, if the chimney is not high enough, it flat out won't draft all the time.
Yeah, and you actually can come back to it. So those are true. So if you go up there and your chimney is like a foot, 2 feet, you're in danger. whoever did your chimney obviously didn't look at the rules. And because a lot of our products up here in Canada comes from the United States, and I'm sure the rules apply because it's right in the manual. And then, of course, that 2 feet around a 10-foot radius. I'm not sure if I'm making myself clear when I mean a 10-foot radius. Like, you take that chimney and you go out 10 feet, and whatever that highest peak is, you've got to go 2 feet above that.
So class, what he's saying is, if you were to take a level and a string, and you had that level go around the perimeter of the top of the chimney, it's got to be 2 feet higher than any other part of the chimney within any part of the roof within 10 feet. That's what he's saying. Yeah, and here's proof of this. You will see houses, and as you drive around, you look at houses. You will see that some of them have a chimney that has slightly different color brick. If it's a brick chimney, it'll be slightly different color brick and slightly different color mortar for like 2 feet higher than it used to be. And the reason for that is somebody said it doesn't meet code, you know, when the house was built, or later on they found out that the chimney won't draft. So somebody comes in and says, oh, yeah, well, the chimney's too low. So they raise the height of the chimney. But that's because masonry is expensive. It costs more to build the next, 2 feet of chimney than without that last 2 feet of chimney. And that's why some builders skimp.
Yeah.
And frankly, a good builder knows. A good builder knows for sure whether that chimney is going to work or not.
Yeah. And now our class knows too. So there you go.
Right. Right. So, homework class is, as you drive around for the next couple of weeks, look at chimneys, if you're
getting into an accident.
Pay attention. But, look around at chimneys, when it's safe.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Don't do anything we say. Don't do anything
around.
That we say.
I take pictures and I look, and sometimes I want to knock on the door.
Yeah.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Hewis. Frank Pacheco in Canada. And Frank, you mentioned insulation, and I just wanted to share with the class that insulation, I don't think it's all equivalent. I really don't think so. So, for example, even if the R value is the same, so, for example, mm-hmm. fiberglass loose has the least amount of insulative properties per inch of thickness, and fiberglass batts would be better than that. Cellulose loose would be a little bit better than that, than fiberglass batts, and then open cell spray foam would be better than that, and then foam board would be better than that. But closed cell spray foam is absolutely the best, in my opinion. It is so good, in fact, that when we built our house, we brought in underground utilities. And a couple months after we were here, the utility guys came back. They came back with 2 trucks. And I said, so what are y'all doing? And this is before we locked the gate. They said, we just want to make sure that, you know, everything's tight. And, you know, they're looking at the meter. They got everything apart. They're trying to figure out how come we're using so little electricity. How are we stealing electricity? Okay, and it's because we use closed cell foam insulation. That's it. So, Frank, I think, I can't prove it, but it seems clear to me that whatever the given thickness of closed cell spray foam insulation is, it's way better. Not just a little bit better. It's way better, like multiple times better than fiberglass bats. What are your thoughts?
I'm not into the house building business. I'm going to trust your judgment, and I'm going to believe you. Unfortunately, we bought our house that was already built, but for our student who's building and getting all this information together to build this house, take that what you've just said as he goes on to insulate and build this house. All I know is, you can literally build houses right now that just need about 10,000 BTUs to keep warm. So I know that insulation does help or stop that theory that we talked at one time. Heat always travels from hot to cold. If you can slow down that heat progression, then you have a very beautiful insulated home. And the product that you've used And you I mean, you've done it, you know it. Even the hydro people were wanting to know. I can just imagine, well, did we connect these wires properly? Did we bypass the lines of the neutral?
Yeah.
But yeah. You know, Vince, when I talk to people, people are so proud when they say, oh, I've only spent $200 or $100. My neighbor spent, I was just at the home yesterday, and the most beautiful heating system, hot water heating system. And he says, I spent $600 a month in propane. But my neighbor was spending $1,800 a month in propane. Same kind of house, but a whole different installation that wasn't done properly. Lot of energy lost. So it's it's one of those things out there. It can be done properly, like you do. Obviously, I can see that you do a lot of research, and then you do what the best thing. So going back, did you want to add anything to that?
I just want to say that closed cell foam is absolutely the best, in my opinion. It's watertight. It's moisture tight.
Yeah.
Whereas open cell spray foam, some people say, oh, your house needs to breathe. Nonsense. Your house breathes by opening the doors and windows. It's really easy to do that. So you don't have
ERV.
you don't have to have moisture going through your walls for your house to breathe. I just really think that closed cell foam is the way to go. It's more expensive, but it's the way to go.
But it pays in the long run.
Yeah, only more expensive when you do it. After that, it just pays and pays and pays for itself.
Many times. In homes where I needed to make a hole for my chimney to go through, and they would have this, what they call blown insulation, not the closed cell foam. I mean, where is the insulation? With gravity, it's kind of in the bottom of your walls.
Right. It settles.
Settles.
Frank, we have a couple minutes left. What else would you want to share with the class for today?
Well, our student, there's still quite a number of things to do, and next week we're going to talk about it, is if you're using your basement, what's the best way to heat your basement, okay? But to finish off the class today, if you're buying a wood stove, be careful, because, and I'm going to be very fast here because I don't have that much time, I feel sorry when someone buys a wood stove, comes to the house, and I say, oh, it has to be 12 inches from the wall. What? It's going to be in my room. Keep in mind that wood stoves are tested for certain distances from the wall. Unfortunately, the expensive ones are the ones that provide you the smallest clearances. So if you have a small area and you want to put a wood stove, make sure that you look at the distances that they need to be from the walls. And unfortunately, the more expensive stoves, the smaller the clearance. So you can have a 2-inch clearance as opposed to a 12-inch clearance.
You know what, class? If I were doing that, if it said I had to be a minimum of 12 inches from the wall, I would go farther away from the wall, man, just for safety's sake.
Wow.
Seriously. I would.
So much to talk about then, man.
Yeah. So let's continue this next week, Frank. Thank you so much for being with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.